Good morning, men. Welcome back to the show. This is the Call of Men podcast, and as always, I am your host, Todd Archer. Men, I hope that this has been a great week. It is the Friday episode of the Call of Men podcast, and I hope that from Monday till now that God has been working in your life and growing you and stretching you and opening your heart and mind to what he has created you for, men. It's been a great week. Been a different week from last week, but nonetheless, it has still been an awesome week because we get to live in the presence and daily gift of life from our God in this world to make a difference. So, men, before we get started, let me go ahead and get us into a prayer, and then we will get into this episode. Father God, we just come to you with a thankful heart, a grateful heart that you have created us specifically for this day and for every challenge, hardship, joy that you have or will provide for us, and that you have created us specifically for this moment. We are thankful for that opportunity to serve humbly your authority and glorify the kingdom of heaven, Father. Father, each one of us men here today, take heart to the truth that you have created us specifically for this moment, and we each have a ministry that only we can deliver, and we are thankful for that opportunity to serve you, Father. Father, as we continue to go through the weekend and into our next week, we just ask for your strength, your guidance, your wisdom, your power, your love, and your grace in our lives, Father, to help us be better men for our families, our churches, our communities, and our countries, Lord, that we can lead each one of those in a way that glorifies the kingdom of heaven. And it is in your Son Yeshua's mighty and holy name we pray. Amen. All right, men. So, last week, or Monday, we were talking about, yes, grace and authority, how the grace of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit gives us the authority to go out and spread the good news and to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ and the saving grace that he provides for our lives. But we also, through that grace, have the authority that Jesus had on this earth, that by his provision of the Holy Spirit, by him ascending to heaven to be at the right hand of God the Father, we have the authority that he had on earth because of our acceptance, belief, and love of who he is. Right? That gives us the authority. So when we speak about Jesus Christ as true believers and followers of Jesus Christ, we now have the same authority because he has shared with us what the Father has shared with him. He tells us clearly that in Scripture. So this week we're going to be talking about, okay, we live by grace, and it is by God's grace and grace alone that we are able to accept the love and salvation of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That gives us the authority to go out and speak on his behalf for his kingdom to glorify it. So now, how do we get the power of, I guess you want to say, the Holy Spirit, or I guess it is to say, the Holy Spirit that resurrected Jesus Christ from the dead? How do we live in that power? How do we call upon that power to be able to go out and do the things that Jesus Christ had done, that we still can do by my reading of the scripture and my how he has opened my eyes to see what it means to truly live in that power of the Holy Spirit provided by Jesus Christ through the grace of God who provided Jesus Christ. It all intertwines, it all works together. So, how do we stay in that power? How do we keep that power going? How do we access that power? And there's one word that came that he put on my heart that came to mind. And the only way we fully and truly access the power of the Holy Spirit and the provision that Jesus Christ is trying to provide us to glorify the kingdom of the Father by preaching the gospel and the good news and making disciples, not just loosely planted evangelistic people who fall away from the faith, because that's not our goal. Our goal is to continue to build the church, not the corporate church, the people church, the body of Christ, with strong believers rooted in the foundation and the truth of who Jesus Christ was. There's only one way that we are able to do that. And that's through obedience to his word, through obedience to what Jesus Christ tells us, through obedience in the belief that everything in the Bible is true, right? It is true that we live by and through grace that gives us the authority to, when we speak about Jesus Christ, for people to understand that we're not just speaking loosely, we are speaking with the authority that Jesus Christ has given us through the Holy Spirit. And the only way that we can have that true authority or that true power that comes with or through grace with the authority is obedience, which leads to the power that Jesus Christ had on this planet that we have living inside of us. And I think what he's been opening my heart to is that's where we fall short when we talk about Jesus. Yes, he is a saving, loving, graceful, forgiving God. He always has been, from the Old Testament to the New Testaments. He is that forgiving God. He wants that relationship with us. He wants us to learn more, to share daily, to learn more of who he is so he can show us more personally who he is, and to know Jesus Christ and to read his word, to be in his word, to see it for what it is, and that he is the way, the truth, and the life, and nobody comes to the Father except through him, right? And we have to stand on that truth, and we can't keep, like I said in last episode, we can't keep falling back on the flesh, because we no longer, after accepting Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we no longer live by the flesh, and the flesh has no power over the Spirit because of the sacrifice of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But we have to be obedient to the word that Jesus gives us. We have to be obedient to the truths of God. We have to be obedient to the voice of the Spirit when he speaks to us and through us. We have to obey what Jesus tells us to go and do. We have to obey that he is, that we can't just half-heartedly live in partial truth of his word. We can't just take, yes, we were fleshly beings. We live in the flesh. 100%, we all know that, right? Got it. Now, if you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, no longer live by that flesh. Even though we are in it, we don't live by it, right? We must take every word that is in the Bible, read it for what it is, as it was meant to be, not broken down and inspected and all of this. Because like I said before, this book was made for everyone to read and everyone to know, right? But we have to have an obedient heart to access the constant power and authority granted to us through the sacrifice of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on the cross and his resurrection and his ascension to the right hand of God. That is what we have to do. We have to be obedient. And we see through Scripture that obedience brings about great, great things. When the people of Israel were obedient to what God was telling them, great things happened, right? When Moses was obedient, Abraham obedient, and followed what God commanded them to do, miraculous, great, wonderful things happened. And we, as modern day Christians, I don't think are being truly obedient to the words of Jesus Christ, who, like he states, were given to him by the Father for us. He was obedient to the point of death to what the Father told him to do. And we, as modern day Christians, are not being that obedient. The disciples, again, spread the good news of Jesus Christ to the point of death, except for John. Every one of the disciples died a martyr's death, except for John. But they were willing to do that. They were obedient in the belief that he was the Son of God, that he is the Son of God, right? And his words were given to him through the Father. His healing, everything that he did was through the Father. And he tells us in Scripture that what the Father has given him, he has now given us as believers and followers of Jesus Christ. And we have to be obedient to that truth and be obedient to the fact that we no longer live by the flesh, we live by the Spirit. We have to be obedient and disciplined to be in his word each and every day to see the truths that he provides for us, a foundation, the rock that we must stand on in order to do the things that he has called us to do. Obedience, obeying an order, the willingness to follow direction, right? That's where our true power comes to. When we are being obedient, surrendering to the word and will of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, 100% obedience. Because why? Again, we live in the Spirit, not the flesh. And when we are strengthening and listening to the Spirit, which gives us the strength to overcome the flesh, that's where our power comes in, because we are living the life that Jesus Christ lived, that he didn't, even though he was in the flesh, just as we are, he lived by the Spirit and the Spirit that was provided to him by the Father. So we have all of that same stuff, but we're not being obedient to the word that Jesus Christ left us, that through the disciples, through himself and through the disciples, has given us a perfect example on how to live our life. That at every opportunity, we must be ready and present to share the good news and the truth of Jesus Christ. But our lives should not look like the lives of people who do not follow Jesus Christ. We are to be different because we are not of this world, right? There's just so many scriptures that, you know, talk about being obedient, talking about being obeying the word of God and the great things that happen when we do that, right? It's just, as I was doing the research and going through all of this stuff, obedience, the quality or state of being obedient, act or instance of obeying, right? Willing to obey command or request, to carry out or yield to the command, authority, or instruction, to carry out or comply with. That's the definitions of obedience, obedient, being obedient, right? And obey is the key word there, right? So we have to, again, be obedient to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Again, we no longer live by the flesh, we live by the power of the Spirit. And that's where we have to stand. And we have to obey that truth and everything that comes with it. And we have to quit allowing the lesser, watered-down version of the gospel to infiltrate our lives. We have to truly let people know who Jesus Christ is. We have to be obedient to his command to go and spread the good news. And the good news is that Jesus Christ, yes, he does offer forgiveness for all of our sins, right? No matter where we are in our life, we don't have to clean up to come to Jesus. Jesus does the cleaning up. And we get and we understand that. And that's great news because he provides that through his grace and love for us. But now, you say, okay, I accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. Now you no longer live in the flesh. Now we live by the Spirit. And I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That's not just an overall statement. I mean, that's the truth. Because of Christ and because of the Holy Spirit he provided to me through my acceptance of Jesus Christ, that I have been baptized, right? I no longer live in sin. I live in his grace, love, mercy, and his strength and power. But I have to be obedient in order to gain that power. Be obedient to surrender what authority I think I have over my life to the truth that Jesus Christ is in control of my life. And the realization that through my obedience, I can call on the power that he provides us through the Holy Spirit. I hope that makes sense. I hope it's kind of coming together, right? Because we are not here for ourselves. We are here to glorify the kingdom of God. But we still want to be disobedient in the thought process of the corporate church of that. Yeah, but the flesh still overpowers the Spirit. And that's blasphemy to me that we would take the flesh over the Spirit and by doing that, we're being disobedient to the Word of God and through Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, and saying that the flesh has more control than what God does, that the flesh that he created has more power than the Creator. And Jesus tells us, the Bible tells us consistently that that is not the case, that he has the power. He is the power, the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, the end. He is it all. He is the Creator, who lowered himself to come down and put himself in our form, his creation's form, to show us that the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus Christ, that when he was baptized, was placed upon him by the Father. So that power that Jesus had, and when he was baptized by John the Baptist, the Spirit came on him. And the Father said, this is my good and faithful servant. With him I am well pleased. Right? So, that Spirit, when we're baptized to death of the flesh and resurrected with Jesus Christ in the life of the Spirit. You know, I just don't understand how we can't be obedient to that truth, to the fact that nothing else matters in our life. Nothing else matters other than telling the truth and building disciples for the kingdom of God, that when the hard things come, we have been obedient in learning his word and learning who he is, being obedient and having a relationship with him through his word and by his grace and love in our lives to show us we have everything we need, and he will never leave us nor forsake us. He will provide the needs and things of our life. He wants to provide them more abundantly. But we have to obey his word. We have to go out and do what he has commanded us to do. And he gives us all the things we need, the Holy Spirit. When we obey his word, we understand that through the power, his power that Jesus had on this planet that was given to him by the Father in the Holy Spirit, we now have that same thing living inside of us. And we cannot be disobedient to the fact that the flesh has no control over the Spirit. Right? So we have to be obedient in God's truth that the Spirit overcomes the flesh. So, I had it brought up, well, I don't know if I want to question somebody's faith. And I think that's what Jesus is saying. I think Jesus is saying, if you are not believing this way and you are not obeying these things that I have instructed you to do, that I have taught you, that I've showed you, and then he has passed on to us, then we have no faith. True faith. Right? We can no longer take Christians or the Christians, right? We can no longer say that, yeah, okay, I just get my salvation. Well, that's great. That's awesome. But that's not all Jesus says. If we are truly to obey his word, he said, go make disciples of all the nations on the earth, right? My paraphrase, not exact words. We cannot be half in, half out on this. Either you're all in or you're all out. And the truth of the matter is, the church, the corporate church, and a lot of the body of Christ is only half in. Because if we were obeying his truth and obeying his instructions, we would be all in, and that would bring about the power to be able to affect and change the world the way we want to see. And our disobedience is very evident as we see the condition of the world today. Because if we were truly being disciples of Jesus Christ and obeying his word and standing in his power that being obedient to him brings by the way of the Holy Spirit and through the Holy Spirit from the Father, the world will look totally different because we wouldn't back down, we wouldn't stop, and people would see that we are willing to die for what Jesus Christ said, just like Jesus Christ did, just like his disciples, other than John, did. But no, we want to just kind of tiptoe around it and, you know, say some things that are, this might be too harsh for others. Look, I mean, Jesus said, follow me. Peter didn't ask questions. He just followed him. The disciples didn't ask questions. They just followed him because of who he was. And that is what he's put on my heart to share with you, is that that is who we are. We can, by his grace, I don't want to misunderstand that grace is the key. Because it is because of his grace we have the opportunity to even step in to look like him. And we will always need that because the grace is his continual provision on our lives in order to see his greatness through the miracles that he does on a daily basis. If you woke up today, that's the grace and love of Jesus Christ, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Simple as that. We will never get away from that. We will never not need that until he calls us home. But our lives because we are obedient to his word and his truth, we have to stand on them alone. Quit worrying about your flesh. Quit worrying about what we want. We have to be obedient in the fact that Jesus Christ tells us each and every day we have to pick up our cross and die to ourselves daily, right? To live in the power of the Holy Spirit and to go out and do greater things than he did while he was on this earth. And we have to obey that. Die to yourself daily. Die to ourselves daily, right? Refresh our minds. Keep him at the forefront. Allow your heart and your mind to be open to hear the Holy Spirit. Allow it to be open to do and be available. Be obedient to when he calls you to talk to this person or to say something to these people that he puts in front of you. Because he wants you, because you are the voice that he created for this exact moment, to talk to the people that he places in front of you. But if we're not being obedient to the word of God, we cannot be obedient in action through his power to be used by him. So obedience to the word of God and the truth of Jesus Christ brings us the power of the Holy Spirit that we have been given through the grace and love, mercy of God the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Man, I hope I kind of put all of that in together and connected it, that we cannot live a life any longer that doesn't preach or teach. God's word teaches us we have the power of the Almighty God, the same power that he put on Jesus when we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. It has now been given to us. So why can't our lives look like Jesus's lives that he lived? Why can't we make the impact that Jesus made? Because that is what we were created for. And Jesus showed us that that is what he intended our lives to look like. His. We are to be his example. We are to do greater things. Why? Because of grace gives us the authority, and through our obedience gives us the power to go out and do all the things that he has planned for our lives. But we have to be obedient and trusting that every word in his rule book and guideline book or operator's manual for our lives is 100% truth. And when we are obedient to his truth in our lives because of the grace and love he has given us through Jesus Christ, that we now live in the power through our obedience to that word to go out and make this world, his creation, look like he wants it to look. Not for us, but for him. So, hope all of that comes together, and I hope that the point of what I'm saying in these last couple of episodes is, as we grow and we're here to make disciples, we're not here to loosely plant new believers in rocky, tumultuous soil. We want them to plant them in good soil to bring up so they have deep roots in the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And if we continually fall back on the institution of the flesh, then we can't do that. We're putting them, new believers, new followers of Christ, we're putting them at risk that when Satan comes to attack, they're going to fall away. That they're not going to be willing to die, to bear their cross, to die on their cross for the glory and the truth of Jesus Christ. What we have to teach them to do is live in the power, to believe that they in themselves have the power as we do. And we have to change our belief system and seeing that we are limited by the flesh. We are no longer limited by the flesh when we stand in the power and truth of Jesus Christ, that he is the Son of God, that he came to this earth took the sins of the world upon himself, the full wrath of God, died on a cross, and on the third day was resurrected. And now he says, I give you this. I'm no longer here. I am sitting at the right hand of God, the Father. Everything he has given me, I have given to you through your faith, through your obedience to my word, to your obedience to the calling and direction of the Holy Spirit. All these things we have. But if we're not being obedient to what he's putting in our minds and in our hearts, then we cannot be a true follower of Jesus Christ. Right? I was watching something the other day. It makes perfect sense. And it was talking about a Christian and a follower of Christ. Well, I don't want to be a Christian anymore. I want to be a follower of Jesus Christ. I don't want to be associated with the word Christian. Why? Because look at all the evil things that Satan has used to diminish the truth of what a Christian was meant to be in the beginning, in the disciples' time. But he has tarnished it and weakened it and made it where we doubt. And we're not being obedient to God's word anymore. Instead of being a follower of Christ, getting in your Bible, reading the truths that he speaks to us in that, taking away the fleshly thoughts and asking the Holy Spirit as you read to open your eyes and enlighten you, to show you the truth. And when you do that and you're obedient to his word and you see it, then we become followers of Jesus Christ, right? And if we're not obeying every word, every truth that is in his word, then we have to question, do we really have faith in what we're being told, what the disciples are telling us, what the Old Testament is telling us, what the New Testament is telling us? Do we really have faith in Jesus Christ? Satan has used it and turned it to the doubt, the instant where we don't obey, that where we rely on the flesh, not the spirit, to turn it to our obeying and being obedient to God's word and will, just like he did with Adam and Eve. Again, that, did he really say that? Well, he's pretty clear in the scripture, especially in the New Testament. The disciples believed it. They were willing to die for it. Right? It's the fastest spreading truth in the world. You know? So, are we being obedient to the point of gaining the power that he has placed upon us? We cannot go out and do the work that Jesus has called us to do if we are not being followers of him, being obedient to how and what he tells us to do in our lives through the Holy Spirit that was given to him by the Father, that he has now given to us in our acceptance and belief that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that he died on the cross for the sins of the world. He was resurrected on the third day for our salvation, so that when God looks at us, he no longer looks at us as enemies, but as friends, his children, that he sees his righteousness in us through the blood and sanctification of our souls through our acceptance of Jesus Christ. That's the truth. And, you know, it's not Catholic, it's not Methodist, not Pentecost, all the different things. No, it is Jesus Christ. That's it. That is it. And we have to be obedient in what he is calling us to do, so that we, and he provides the power through our obedience to get that job done. But we have to quit doubting, being disobedient, and falling back to the flesh has more authority or more control or more power than the spirit that God has placed in us. And when we can be obedient to that fact, that the flesh has no control over the spirit, and quit limiting the power of the spirit It resurrected our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. How much more power do you want? 3 days. Dead. Resurrected him. Right? He did the same thing with Jesus did it to Lazarus. Right? Why are we being disobedient to the power and glory that God gives us through the Holy Spirit, through our love and acceptance and belief in Jesus Christ? I don't get it. I don't understand. I don't know why we continue to lessen the power of that, and we're not preaching more on what the Spirit does for us. So that is the Friday edition that I hope drives home the point that our obedience to God's word leads to the power that he provides for us to go out and accomplish the mission he created each and every one of us to do. I hope that made sense and that it connected, because that's what I feel he's led me to. And I know he will take my words and use them for his glory, because I have looked and I have studied, and everything I read is leading me to that fact. We can't be half out, half in. We're either all in or all out. And that is Jesus Christ. We have to be all in on Jesus Christ. He is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through him, period. So, are we obeying fully the word of God about his son, Jesus Christ, in the eye-opening power and provision through the Holy Spirit that he gives us? Think about that this weekend, men, and we will be back on Monday. But remember, as you go out and do what you do today, answer the call of men.